Today we began the 20th day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to the 28th day of March, 2025 years after the hijrah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Jamia Brotherhood in partnership with the Jamia Muslim Student Association and the Ramadan University is a chapter. At the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 10th ayah of Surah Al-Zariyat. Our Sheikh Guru Sabillah is the name of Mandar the Tafsir, while he starts at the moment Yaku will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can work for us live on the Facebook at Tibsan National, Tibsan DBZ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قتل الخراصون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Kutl al-Kharrasun. Alhamdulillah. Before we start, everybody should do Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel 450. Every person, 450. Kutl al-Kharrasun. Allah Ta'ala is now telling us. He said, he swore. Say, wassamai zaatil hubuk. Innakum lafi kawlin mukhtarif. Yufaku anhum an ufik. Kutl al-Kharrasun. Allah was swearing by all the parts that are in the sky, in the firmament, that is an orbit where the suns are orbiting, all the planets are orbiting. Even we in on Earth, we are orbiting our messages, our communications. We are using those light because all of them are of different densities, of different electronic propagation, and each one becomes a part that is known. Then he said, all of you, the way you have all these parts, that is how everybody's statements differ. The wrong one is there, the right one is there. Even the right ones, they differ, but they are all together. All this, only Allah knows how the statements of people are and where they are. Innakum lafi kawlin mukhtalif. Yufaku anhum an ufik. And that those that are already deployed, who decide to depart from the parts, they are the ones that Allah takes away from the parts. Then he now said, Kutila al-Kharrasun. When he say Kutila, it's like he is killed. He is killed. Al-Kharrasun, the people that conjecture, people that are always conjecting and conjecture. When you say it will be this, it will be this. This is how it will be. That's how it will be. To be thinking, this how this thing should be. It should not be like this. It should be like this. Allah is saying that people that it is their work to be making conjectures, kutila, by doing this, is as if they have put themselves to be killed. In another place, Allah is saying, فَكُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ ثُمَّ كُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ. People that are always trying to be making conjectures. What is this conjectures? The ulama in their translation, some said those that are telling lies. But conjectures, are they actually lies or are deceptions? There are people you go to. When you go to them, why do you go to them? What will happen tomorrow? You want to know. Do they have the knowledge of it? They don't have it. They will use something, but what they are just making is conjectures. All those making these conjectures, who gave them permission to do conjectures? There are conjectures that you can make, just like Allah was saying, there are some that are okay. For example, you see the cloud is thick in the air, dark. You said it shall soon rain. This is a conjecture. You have not seen the rain, but you have seen the signs that are there that make you to say so. What of those that are making conjectures just based on permutations? Are they allowed? And today, you find people that their work is just work of conjectures. Today, this just all the work they do. Like when you go to stock market, what are those in stock market doing? They're just making conjectures. Okay, there is war in this country and this country. Or no, there is a statement by this president. This statement can carry, it can lead to a war. Because of that, the price of oil will rise. So the price of oil should be like this. Then it affects everybody. Whereas the prophet is very clear. If you are selling, go to the market to sell. If you are buying, go to the market to buy. People now sit down and say, this is their company. What their company is selling is their name. Nobody is even knowing what they were manufacturing at the time. Is they manufacturing okay or not okay? Only somebody will just come and make a conjecture. This stock, it shall soon rise. Why? Because people are going to fast. Since fasting period is coming, they are going to need beans. They are going to need all this. So all these people are conjecturing. So that's why we have to be very careful, particularly those people that said they are working in stock market. What do you mean by stock market? Stock market is you have different companies, sugar company, petroleum company, a bank, whatever it is. Each of them said they are limited liability companies. Or PLC, public liability companies. If this is, you now make public, which means they have to sell shares. Instead of them to sell shares, then wait, sell those products. Like in those days, you have Nestle, you have UBA, you have Kingsway, you have all this. They sell their products. As they are selling their products, their profits are being computed together. At the end of the year, those that have shares, profits will be shared according to the amount of share of the company people have. But today, that's not only what they do. They put it in what they call stock market. In stock market, somebody will just come and say, I want to buy shares of this company. How much is the shares? It is selling for 100 naira each. So I want to buy so many. Then the share in those company become scarce. Then the price will rise. Not that the company itself has added any production line. Not that the company itself is now selling more in the market. No, it is because of the conjecture now that suddenly you say the price of the market is now like this. It will affect everybody just because somebody is making conjectures. That's why Allah said, Kutla al-Kharrasun, not just Kharrasa, Kharrasun. Those that it is their work always to be making conjectures. This is going to be this. That is not going to be this. This one will rise. This one will not rise. This one that's happening to you is such and such a witch. This one is such and such. Then they are also the ones that come and say, no, what the Quran is saying is not like that. This is how it should be. Why do you say somebody should marry at this age? Why not this age? All these are only Allah knows the truth. Only the Prophet knows the truth. Apart from Allah, the Prophet, the Quran, the Sharia, any other thing is a lie. So you don't sit down making permutation with people's lives, with people's livelihood, and you say, it's stock market. That's why you find today the whole world, we're having problem. You are sitting down. The cost of petrol, everybody knows, is this. You just come, the following day, the cost has risen. Why? Nobody can tell you. The people that are manufacturing this, that are drilling this petrol and selling in barrels, they have their customer power for the whole of the year. So they know really how much they are selling per year. Most of them. So what has changed that has changed the price of petrol? Sometimes it's winter that is coming. From October, there will be cold, and this cold, people are going to need more fuel. So we are making a conjecture that the price of the fuel will rise. By this alone, people start pushing up their prices. See, they are killing people. They are killing livelihood. Allah said, Kutila, they are also being killed. Let us all go back to the Quran. Whatever Quran says, the Prophet says, Allah says, Sharia says, is the correct thing. You want to buy, go to the market, buy. You want to sell, go to the market, sell. Coming together in a group and making, it's a profession today. And all started from the US, the Dow, the Jones, the FSTC, FSTSE, the NASDAQ. You come back, you have the China, they have their own, like that. These are the things. They are determining what they can, people can come together today and decide that they will cripple an economy of a country by just making conjectures. Kutla al-Kharrasun, Allah is saying, those that are making this conjecture and it's their profession now, that's what they do at all time, they have killed themselves. The curse of Allah is on them. الذين هم في غمرتهم ساهون. Who are these people? كُتْلَ الْخَرَّاسُونَ. These are the ones. الذين هم. These are the people that في غمرتهم, in their inundation of whatever it is, ساهون. They have forgotten. They have forgotten even what they are doing. الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. The same ساهون there is ساهون. When somebody has forgotten and he has gone so deep that he doesn't even know what is the aim. Like the people that are in capitalism, all they are worried about is just how much money do you have. Allah says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. They say, akramakum indana man kana aksara amwalan. Whoever has more money is the most noble. This is where we are today in capitalism. If you have more money today, you are the one that is more noble in the sight of people than somebody who is pious. And what our people know is that if somebody is pious, you see him gentle, you see him having good character, he does not tell lies. When people are wanted, is the one everybody will point his finger to. Today is the one that has more money. Alina from Gabratim. So people say Gamara here is people that are depth in ignorance, because gamara is for something to be so much that when it covers you can't see the bottom. But this also is often used for somebody who is highly generous. When you see inundation of generosity or inundation of water or inundation of ignorance, if Allah is giving this Quran so generously, look at the knowledge that is so copious, yet you cannot see the facts, then which means you have forgotten where you are. Which means you don't know what you are. What is this livelihood meant for? It is to eat, to drink, to sleep, then to do the work that brought you here. But you forget, you are competing in having money. Why? يَحَسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. Because they believe that the more money they have, the more they will be able to exert themselves and stay in this world and stay longer in this world than any other person. Is that true? It is not true. So these people, أَلَّذِينَ فِي غَمْرَتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, these ones that are in the depth of their ignorance, or despite the inundation of knowledge that they are seeing as to what is right and what is wrong, سَاهُونَ, they are forgetful, they are heedless. You say anything, they don't listen to you.
يسألون أيان يوم الدين.
يسألون أيان يوم الدين. Whenever you want them, there is a day that is coming where there will be recompense. When is this day? يسألون, they will be asking. أيان يوم الدين. This day you are talking about, when is this day? When is this day coming? Allah is saying, you don't know that is there anything that does not, there is no recompense for? You ask yourself, do you take money from your pocket and you throw it on the ground and go away? Even if you see somebody spraying money in the public, he has an aim. There's something he wants to get out of it. There are people that, if they have occasion, they will go and borrow money and take an event center. And it is business for them, because they want to just do that to show people that they are as big as this, so that when they go and they are looking for something, they are taken to be as big as that. Just like there are people who, when they are going for a meeting, they will go and hire a very costly vehicle just to show that they are big, and hire costly dresses just to show that they are big, whereas they are not big. So nobody spent money for no just cause. So you think Allah set up this world with all this firmament, with all the sun, with the moon, even you, with all that is in you, the sciences that is in you that you cannot comprehend, is just for nothing? Then you are asking that, will there be recompense? Of course there will be recompense. Yes, Aluna, they are asking, Ayyana Yawmuddin, when is this day of recompense?
يومهم على النار
يفتنون. يومهم على النار يفتنون. If they ask him, وما أدريك ما يوم الدين. يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. They are asking the day. Allah said, don't worry. The day when nobody will be in charge of affairs except Allah. The day. Yawmahum ala an-nar yuftanun. The day when it is in fire that the torment they are facing will tell them what that day is. Yawmahum ala an-nar yuftanun. A day is going to come, they will be tormented. That day is Yawmuddin.
Dhuqu fitnatakum hadha alladhi kuntum bihi tasta'jilun.
Dhuqu fitnatakum hadha alladhi kuntum bihi tasta'jilun. They will be told there the way they used to make jest of people. Inna alladhina ajramu kanu min alladhina amanu yadhakun wa idha maru bihim yataghamazun wa idha anqalabu ila ahlihim anqalabu fakihin وإذا رأهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسل عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون. The way they used to make jest of people. Today, يوم الدين وما أدريك ما يوم الدين. That day, nobody is in charge of affairs but Allah. They will be told, زوقوا فتنتكم. Taste the torments in hell. Just like you tell somebody, come and taste this water is so good. Come and taste this honey is so sweet. They will be told, taste the torment in hell. See it, taste it. You used to make jest of people. هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون. When you are warned of this day, what did you used to say? Huh? Okay, leave us alone. When is the day come? Okay, let it come now. Since before we came, our forefather said, this world will end. There will be a day of judgment. Our fathers came, they said so. We have heard that people have been buried thousands of years ago. Where is the day? The day has not come. The day has no reality. This is what they will be telling you. Because of that, they don't believe in this day. Anybody who believes in tomorrow, just even tomorrow, you'll be very careful. So these are politicians. They should sit down and think. They may think they are smart. Most of them are indeed fools. These are people working in high places, cheating people. They might think they are smart. Most of them are indeed fools. What of the people that were there? Just take 30 years ago, just 30 years now. Ask the seat you are on now, who was there 30 years ago? Where is he now? Yawmahum ala an-nar yuftanun. Zuku, test it. What you used to tastajiluna, that you are always asking, where is it? Let it come, let it come. It has come. Even if you are a leader today, and they said, like our country now, the House, they are trying their best. They want to go back to the parliamentary system. Please, we are asking them. Let them not take Nigeria to the parliamentary system. It's a trick. And the person tricking them is giving them all the kind of money in the world today to take us to the parliamentary system. Most of you don't know what is called the parliamentary system. In the parliamentary system, you don't vote for the president. You don't vote for the president. You only vote for the party and vote for the members of the house. Any party that wins, the leader of that party is the leader of the country. That's why in the parliamentary system, you can find a leader is there for 15 years, he's still the leader. because the party is still the party ruling. Like you go to Britain now, they are on the parliamentarian system. That was the system we were ruling, we were having of government in Nigeria before the presidential system was brought in. The presidential system, somebody will rule for 4 years. After 4 years, then another 4 years if he wins. Then after that, he must go. But in the parliamentary system, as long as his party is the one that wins, then the leader of that party continues to be the leader of the country. So if we play into the hands now, we are going to have a leader that even if he is sick, if he's dying, he will not live there. Nobody can remove him because his party is the party that is winning. But if you still maintain the presidential system that you are talking about, yes, you will say it's costly. The other one is costlier. So let us be very careful. The House of Assembly, very fast, they have passed it that Nigeria should go into parliamentary system. They have passed the first reading. They are on it. They are trying their best to see how they can change from presidential system. And all this is to be able to entrench a party. Unknown to them, when they entrench a party, they are entrenching an individual. And when they entrench that individual, you cannot remove him from there. Let us see Cameroon. Their leader in Cameroon there has been there because it's a parliamentarian system. You cannot remove him. We know that there was a leader in this country that tried his best. When he didn't want to live after 8 years, he wanted to have a third term. He couldn't have it. What he did was to try to change that in the presidential system in the country, there should be a third term. And the country fought, everybody fought, and at the end of the day, it was not there. Even Sheikh Darboche, I remember, campaigned heavily against it. Because today, somebody knows he spent only 4 years or 8 years. Look at the level of punishment people are suffering and they don't care. What if this person knows that he will be there forever? What will happen? Everybody will turn themselves into slaves because of such and such a person. So let everybody speak against this one. Our people in the National Assembly today, they are complete slaves of money. Whoever gives them money dictates what they do. Even if Allah is there and the Prophet is in front of them, wallahi, they will not listen to you. The Quran is talking, they don't care about the Quran. Most of them are Muslims. The Quran is telling them they don't care. I swear, if the Prophet is there today in front of them, telling them don't do this, they will do it. Do you want the Prophet to come in himself? Look at the Quran. So let us be very careful. And let all Muslims come together and be praying day and night. Whoever wants to bring this country down, may Allah perish him, may Allah waste him like he's wasting people today. But we're not praying. We just, okay, this is bad. That the Prophet is very clear. Whoever sees what is evil, he should change it. He didn't say he should accept it. Or he should have patience. He said, change it. Prophet, how do we change it? He said, biyadihi. If you are in authority, change it with your hand. If you cannot, change it with your statement, the statement of your mouth. As long as you are safe. If you cannot, change it with your mind. He didn't say accepting your mind. No, change it with your mind. But people used to translate it, hate it with your mind. So no, Fabi Kalbihi. How do you change it with your heart? Your heart is the one that Allah is looking at. Your heart is the one that is praying to God. Your heart is the one, when you stay at night, make sure that you sit down and you pray. You see something going wrong in the morning. You went house, you slept, nothing happened. You are part of it. You see things going wrong in the government. You keep quiet. You are part of it. The worst people are today that are in the House of Assembly. They are the worst of the nation. And over 90% of Nigerians too want to join them. Because everybody is after capitalism. Everybody wants to have money to build houses. They don't know what are you going to use the house for. They don't even know. Ask themselves. Some people have billions. What are you using these billions for? They don't know. That's why Allah said, "Kutlal kharrasum." You are lying. You are just making conjectures. You pile money. You have not asked yourself, what are you using it for? It's not sadaqah they are using it for. It's not zakah they are using it for. It's not building school they are using it for. So all these things, people are hurrying. They don't believe in the hereafter. So let us all stand up. If Muslims stand up, believe me, even 5%, and we are all right, and we are focused, and we come together, wallahi, the whole country cannot defeat us. But not the way we accept everything. I know, to what can we do? You can do something. A Muslim is very powerful. Because the power of the Prophet is in his hand. The Quran is with you. Follow it. Then speak to Allah with your mind. Allah will answer you. These people, they don't care.
إن المتقين في جنات وعيون. Allah تبارك وتعالى, whenever He has brought admonitions, putting fear into you, you are afraid of what is going on because of the way Allah is talking, then He knows that there are those who are His servants. And these, His slaves, they care. As if they care, and they don't want to enter into this problem. By the time Allah is admonishing, they are in a state of fear. Then Allah will quickly bring the other side of it. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ. Not everybody that is going to taste hell, not everybody that is making conjecture, that is going to, is killing himself and is receiving the curse of Allah. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. There are those that are making conjectures based on truth, based on definite things. These ones are the ones that are called muttaqina. Taqwa, we said, is doing what Allah asks you to do and abandoning what Allah asks you to abandon. But it also means putting something between you and hell. That is wiqaya. Wiqaya. You want to put something, there is hell. What do you put between you and hell? The Prophet used to say, ittaqin nara wa la bishakkit tamra. Fear, fire, put a veil between you and fire, even if it's with just a piece, half of a date that you have, you want to eat, you break it into half, keep. I used to tell somebody, when you are eating, that you have food, you will not finish the food, you know. Where, what are you going to give, do with the remains? Ah, we give it to Al-Majiri. But they finish the meat. I said, don't finish the meat also. Anything you are eating, don't finish it. Always leave some for those that don't have. No matter how beautiful the food is, no matter how delicious the food is, don't say, I will finish it. Leave half or leave some for the ones that don't have. So Allah is telling us here, innal muttaqina fi jannatin wa uyun. Those that used to care, they know there is fire. They don't want to taste this fire. They are caring. They are thinking, what is going to happen to me? When they are making conjectures based on truth, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. When Allah is saying this, they have not seen the paradise, but they believe. So because of that, they are doing good work, because they know as they are doing the good work, tomorrow they will get paradise. So you can look at it as something like conjecture, but this one is based on truth. So all these ones, Allah is saying here, they are the ones that have put something between them and hell. They come out, salah, they are there. Fasting, they are there. Zakah, they are there. Sadaqah, they are there. Standing up to go and fight for people, they will stand up. I knew of one of our uncles that he will stand up, MD Yusuf specifically. Somebody is suffering, he will stand up, follow you to the office and ask to see the person heading the office. Say, look, this is me, this is the person I am. Person, I'll be hearing of you, I don't know you. I came because this person said he's suffering this. Please, there any way you can assist him? And there's nothing between him and the person he has gone to help, assist. Nothing. No blood relationship. Nothing. Just because the person came to meet him, begged him, I'm suffering like this, assist me. So let us all learn this. Let's put something between us and fire. Allah has just finished talking of Zukum fitnatakum. Hadha lil kuntum mustastajir. And he's come back to the other side of it. In al muttaqina, those that used to put things between themselves and hellfire, those that used to obey the commandments of Allah, those that reveals what Allah said they should not touch, they go distance themselves away from it, they are the muttaqina. They will be in paradise, wa uyun, and they will be, this paradise will also have springs that continuously is there, springs of water, springs of milk, springs of honey, springs of wine. The best they wanted to have, they have it. Like in the other place, he said, "Lahum ma yasha'una fiha." Whatever they wish, they will have it in this paradise. They will have it. May Allah make us to be among them.
آخذين ما آتيهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. This is good. Allah will be offering them several things. Just like when you go to the hotel, sometimes they ask you to come. You are going to take a buffet. Buffet is meal. You have this, you have that, you have that, you have that, you have that. Whatever you want is you take. This will they will be taking from what Allah is providing them. You don't take your hand to take something except something that is pleasurable to you. They will be taking this, taking that, taking that, taking that, taking that. Who are these people? These people, it is not today, but they started taking these good things. They work for it. Those like those that are making conjectures over falsehood, they worked with truth. In Nahum, they kanu qabla zalika. Before this, Muhsinin, they used to be people that try to excel. They don't just want to be good, they excel. Somebody came to the school. The teacher, he goes to the class often. When he goes to the class, he listens to the lecture. From the lecture, he comes back to the house. He goes to the lecture. Sir, I will try to pass. They are not those that are saying, I will try to pass. They go beyond that. They want to excel. I want to have first class. Even if they don't have it, they end up having 2-1. They have still excelled. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Whatever the action they are doing, that's why I'm telling you, all of you, students, Muslims, wherever you are, excel in whatever you do. If you are driving, excel in your driving. If you are eating, eat in the best manner. If you are drinking, drink in the best manner. That's why Islam is in 3 grades. Islam, Iman, Ihsan. Ihsan, anta abudallaha ka'annaka tarahu, wa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yaraka. It's for you to worship as if you are seeing Allah. Any action you are doing, try to excel Allah. How can I do this and excel? Look at the Prophet last time. This man is the leader of the whole of the creations of Allah. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, one of the reasons that I so much love Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he said, he is the first I see saying, the Prophet is Sayyidul Wujudi. Other things say, Sayyidul Mursalina, Sayyidul Anbiya'i, Sayyid Bani Adam. But Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, Sayyidul Wujudi. The whole creation, the master, the leader, is the Prophet. But when he's going to eat, he will kneel down with one leg up, one leg down, one leg kneeling down, one leg. Why? Allah said, I'm a slave. I will therefore sit and eat like a slave. Because I'm in front of Allah. Allah is the one providing me. Let me eat like a slave. He wouldn't say, let me lie down like a slave. When he's going to sleep, he sleeps on the bed like a slave. One day, Sayyidina Umar came, met him in the mosque. First was lying down. Sayyidina Umar said, you are lying down? The Prophet said, yes. So he stood up. Then Sayyidina Umar saw the mark of mat on his back, mat. Then Sayyidina Umar was sleeping. What is wrong with you? I'm seeing the skin at the back when you lie down, I'm seeing marks of mat. Why? When the king of this, the king of that, they are all living in luxuries, he said, what are you? What is your business here? Our own is for the future. You see, he was doing all this for the future. Because he sees himself as slave of Allah. Let's see ourselves as slave of Allah, that we want to serve him and be the best. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. They were people that were among the best. They were striving to be the best.
كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون.
كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. When you say that they strive to be among the best, what were they doing? كانوا, this is what they were doing. قليلا, very small part of the night. من الليل, very small part of the night, ما يهجعون, that they used to sleep. The night they hardly sleep. 2 hours,
2.5 hours, 3 hours, finish, they are up. So, what are they doing? Praying, salah. تَتَجَافِي جُنُوبُهُمْ أَنْ الْمَذَاجِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. You're in that place. Allah said, تَتَجَافِي جُنُوبُهُمْ, their side is always dry from the bends. In fear, asking Allah, begging Allah, praying to Allah. And out of what we give them, they spend out of it. He said, this is good. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Nobody knows what Allah has prepared for these people as reward. That when you see your eyes are catching it, I want it, I want it, I want it. It's taking your eyes. So nobody knows those things. Only Allah knows. So this is the rule that I'm using in. قَلِلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهَجَعُونَ. Very little in the night. Do they stay? Do they sleep? Most of them, they are awake. Somebody, Imam Ghazali said, if you sleep 8 hours every day, you have already slept too much. Because some people say, sleep up to 8 hours, that's the minimum. No, you have already slept too much. By the time you spend 60 years in this world, which means 20 years of that time was used for sleeping. Because 8 hours is one third of the day. The time you are supposed to use in packing goods, you are busy sleeping. You spent 8 hours in sleeping. By the time you are 60 years, 20 years of your life was for sleeping. So you have only a net life of 40 years. Net. You have a gross of 60 years, but actually in this gross, only 40 years is your net. You see, they stand up in the night, they are praying, they are praying. Even if they go back to sleep a little, just before the daybreak, they are up again. They are begging Allah for forgiveness. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. Like I've been telling all of you, there are things that you have to continuously ask Allah for forgiveness because you are trying to live. It is very difficult to live. What is that? Heedlessness, negligence, lack of paying attention. You are in front of Allah and you can think of something else at that time. Do you know how simple that is? That is. How many of us are able to pray from beginning of our prayer to the end of our prayer without taking our mind to something else? Allah is looking at our heart, and we say we are in front of Allah. This was, can we ever finish this istighfar? That's why this. People that don't understand, they say, somebody say, one person once said, in this same state we are in, and he said he's a leader of a group, and he's a malam, and he's a sheikh. He said people are making istighfar 100. Why are they making 100 istighfar? One is what Allah says we should do. The rest, they are bribing God. This is what he said on national radio. So they are bribing God. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, used to say he makes istighfar at least 70 times a day. Is he bribing God? Everybody, it depends on where you are. When the Prophet is in front of Allah, he sees his shortcomings, even though he has no shortcomings. When the awliya of Allah, the front of the Prophet, they see their shortcomings. No matter how intelligent you are, when you are in front of your teacher, you see your shortcomings. If you don't see your shortcomings in front of your teacher, go and look for another teacher. He's not yet up to your teacher. Close to the morning, when Allah says he will come down and ask, who is seeking for istighfar for me to forgive him? Who wants something for me to give him? So, because early in the morning, just before dawn, 30 minutes, 1 hour to 30 minutes before dawn, most prayers are accepted. That time, they are all asking Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. May Allah forgive all of us.
أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم.
وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم. وفي أموالهم visible. Come and listen to what Allah is telling you. And put to lie whoever says opposite of it. So, وفي أموالهم visible in their wealth. Hakun, they have taken a portion out. That is a right. It's not for them again. This one they've taken out, they say it's not for me. It's part of my world, but I've taken it out. For what? Lisaidi, for those that are coming to beg. Those that are coming to ask. Sa'il, those that are begging, sweat, beggars, I have taken this out for them. Wal maharum, those that are not, cannot beg, and they have made it haram on themselves to beg, they don't also have, this portion is also for them. There are those that when they don't have, they would rather beg than steal. You see them begging, give them. There are those that by seeing them, you know that they are in need. Anybody that has little concern and care and intelligence, you know they are in need. Somebody is a student. You, when you see him in the morning, you know he has not eaten. You have, take 50 naira, take 100 naira. Don't say you don't have. Wafi amwalim hakun. The Allah is not saying here, their money has reached itself for zakah. This surah is a Makkah surah. Then nobody is talking of zakah. We are talking of now sadaqah. Because there is a difference between zakah, sadaqah, and hadiah. Zakah is what you use to purify yourself, that Allah said you must give. If your money has reached a particular amount, your wealth has reached a particular amount, you must give that. That's nisab. Then sadaqah is what you give from your wealth continuously. Whether you have only 100 naira in your pocket, don't eat all. Take 80 naira or 90 naira, take 10 naira, give it out. Your salary is only 30,000 naira. Of course, if there's no way it's enough to do anything, don't eat all. It's not enough for a family, everybody knows. Take 1,000 out of it. You to give it to somebody. Out of this, look for somebody that is begging, take. The one that you know is not begging, maybe it's even your colleague, you to take. So this people, they were looking for excellence in everything. In Salah, look at them. In zikr, look at them. In their mind, look at them. This one, Salah. This one is La ilaha illallah Rasulullah. That is zikr. Salah, they are doing extra Salah. Zakah, see again, they are doing extra Zakah. If they have time, they are doing extra fasting. The extras is what makes you to get to excel. It's not the assignment in the class that will make you to excel. It's the extra work that you do to understand that will make you to excel. Again here, those that excel, look at what they do. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوْقِنِينَ. Allah has now come back. I've told you, those that are going to hell, those that are going to heaven, those that excel. فَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. They are those that are in front, they are in front. I've told you their own. Then know this. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوْقِنِينَ. Those who want to be certain, whatever decision you are taking is not just conjectures. In this land alone, in this earth, there are several signs that will show you that this is the truth. The way somebody, you are doing to somebody, do you want somebody to do like that to you? Do you want to have a friend who cheats? Then you too don't cheat. Do you want to have a friend who tells lies about you? You too don't tell lies about people. Do you want to have a friend who is not generous? You too now, if you have, be generous. Do you want to have a friend who, if you are in problem, will not assist you? If you have a friend in front in problem, the way you want yourself, start with yourself. On the land, it are signs for those that are sure, are certain that they will meet with their Lord. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. If I said وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ, Allah said on earth there are different signs, different symbols that will show you to Allah. For those who are certain, start with yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and in yourself, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you sit down and think and have insight in yourself? Look at your hearing. Just you alone. a music is being played, you know the difference between this music and that music. This board is chirping, you know the difference between this one and that one. People are coming to talk to you. Even if you don't turn to see them, you know who is talking from their voice. Look at your sight. You can differentiate between so many colors. You even based on that color, you say, no, this is the one I want, this is not the one I want. This is the lady I like, this is not the lady I like, just based on colors. And based on just character, you said, I like this one, I don't like this one. Check yourself, investigate yourself. Look at the signs in yourself, they are enormous. It's enough for you. After you see yourself on the earth, if you want to look at the symbols and signs of the earth, it will never finish. Take your head again up. What is Samahi? And in this heaven you are looking at, in this sky you are looking at, Rizkukum, your wealth is there. Wamatu Adun, all that you have promised of wealth, they are there. Allah is telling us that as you look up, our wealth is there. Because whatever wealth people have today, the origin of it is from up.
فورب السماء والأرض إنه لحق مثل ما أنكم تنطقون.
فورب السماء والأرض إنه لحق مثل ما أنكم تنطقون. Allah has come again with swearing. He said this Surah by swearing, وَالْزَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى فَالْحَامِلَاتِ وِكْرَى فَالْجَارِيَاتِ يُسْرَى فَالْمُقَصِّمَاتِ أَمْرَى إِنَّمَا تُوَدُونَ لَوْ صَدِقَ. Then he went again, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. He was swearing. Now, he said, وَبِسَمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ مَا تُوَدُونَ. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I swear by the Lord of this firmament and earth. Allah is one part. We say he swears by the Lord. Because the work of the Lord is management, is nurturing, protection, making sure everything goes according to the way it should go. What I'm telling you now, that your wealth is from the firmament, what I'm telling you of the Quran, innahu lahaqqun, wallahi, it is truth. For Rabbi Samaa wal Ard, innahu lahaqqun mithla ma annakum tantikun. Just like you are able to talk now, and you are not doubting that you said what you are saying now, Allah says, what I'm also saying now, don't doubt it. It is like that. So here, let us all of us go back. As we end this Ramadan, as we end this tafsir, let's not just go and be closing our eyes. Your eyes are open, but are they seeing? If they are not looking at this science on earth, then you are a blind person. فَإِنَّهُ لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ. And let it be sudur. Allah said, it's not the eyes that go blind. It's when your mind doesn't coordinate with your sight to, as you are going on, what are you seeing? What are you watching? What is that? Are you thinking? Are you putting it back to Allah? Yourself, what's happening to you? Are you putting it back to Allah? Are you putting it back to the message? There is no mistake from Allah. It's like objective question, I've said. In objective question, one is correct. The other ones that are not the correct answers. But the teacher put them there so that you can find out which one is the correct answer. You don't just go and you're making conjecture. Okay, it's objective. Number one, or A. Number two, E. The one I pass, I pass. The one I don't pass, I don't pass. Kutila, Allah said, you have killed yourself by that. Allah does not like conjectures from lies, from ignorance. When you have your brain, can't you think? When you have your mind, can't you think? Allah is saying, Allah is saying that he has already promised you what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear. Don't go about that is what bothers you so much that you forget about what brought you to this earth. You are on earth for just to collect wealth that you take to the hereafter. As you are sitting down now, if you come here because of Allah, each moment you are here, there is reward being written for you. You say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyi al-'azim. Now they are planting it for you in paradise. La ilaha illallah. If you go and be making some commemoration around the arch, Allah forgive him. If you don't forgive him, I will not stop. Any time you spend for Allah, all is written as reward for you. Allah is saying, your wealth, your food, your sustenance, it has already been assured. I said, for our Rabb is and he's swearing. Then Sahaba said, how bad is this man that Allah has to swear to him before he believes Allah? Allah has to swear to you. Yeah, you are in school, do your best. You are working, do your best. Anywhere you are, do your best. But your wealth has been written. Prophet said, if you are to run away from your wealth will run after you like your death is running after you. The day you are going to die, wallahi, you die. So let us all go back to Allah. It's here we stop our tafsir for this year. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزِكُمْ وَاتُوَلُّ وَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَكُمْ. Wallahi, this is truth. مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِكُمْ. Just like you are speaking now, that's how Allah is telling you the truth. May Allah make us to know the truth, accept the truth, follow the truth, stay with the truth. May Allah make us to bother about ourselves and know what has brought us so that we can excel, not after blaming people about. Every creation is a creation of Allah. May Allah bless us with all his creations. May Allah make all the creations of Allah to benefit us. May Allah make us to benefit all his creations. May Allah make all the creations of Allah to love us. May Allah make us to love the pious ones and the righteous ones out of his creation. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have made us to pass this month to be able to also say this little. May Allah make us to be able to follow it. The one we have heard, the one we have seen, the one we have taught of. Some of them are correct, some are wrong. The one that is wrong, may Allah take us away from it. The one that is correct, may Allah make us to follow the path of it. I've asked all of us to do Hadra Allah 450 times. I'm also asking that we should also do Ya Latif 459. May Allah that has told us our sustenance is in his hand, may he grant it for us. We have no person but Allah. Allah, we have none but you. You give us the Prophet. We know the Prophet is the best we have. Allah, we said, if people come to Salah and they pray, even if they don't deserve that their Salah should be accepted, you look at their Imam. If their Imam is pious enough, you'll accept their Salah. Allah, our Imam is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at him and accept all our work. Look at him and accept all our supplications. Look at him and have mercy on us. We know that we are not worthy of it because we have neglected you. We are heedless. Allah, may Allah forgive us all our sins. May Allah make us to be the best of the community. May Allah make the Muslim woman to be the best of the world. Allah said, you people are the ones that are examples for others. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas. We are supposed to be exemplary. May Allah make the Ummah of the Prophet to be exemplary. May Allah make us to follow the truth. May Allah ta'ala forgive all of us. May he forgive our parents. May he forgive our teachers. May Allah reward our teachers and teachers our teachers. Those of us that are sick, may Allah grant us health. Those that are in hospital, may Allah grant them health. Those problems of our country, may Allah solve it for us. Our wives, may Allah help us to look after them. Our children, may Allah help us to look after them. May Allah grant us our health. May Allah ta'ala grant us the knowledge of the Quran, an increase, consistent increase in our Iman and in our Quran. May Allah grant us increase in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make us to be beloved among the beloved of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant the Prophet the best that he has ever granted anybody in the creation. May Allah reward him for us. May Allah reward the Sahaba for us. All those assisting to hold the Quran together, all those assisting to protect the message of the Prophet, may Allah protect them. Jair Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we are going to leave this world, may Allah make us to be with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmid Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim, ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatihil ma'ulik, al-khatim lima sabaqa nasul haqqul haqq, al-hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa 'ala alihi haqqa qadrin kidaril azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati 'amma yasifun. As-salamu ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.